We've been working the past 2 weeks of Simcha Shamitzvah. The Chiluk. The word Kibu Moisif in the Mitzvah. Simcha Shamitzvah is the attitude that we do the Mitzvah. We saw our Mishnah, the Tzafis, and what the Simcha Shamitzvah is. At the end, we saw the Simcha Shemitzvah is really where we put ourselves in the mitzvah. That's our contribution, kilu, into the mitzvah. We said this is something we have to work on. We have to work on creating. Simcha from other things comes much more natural. Simcha from mitzvahs. You know, we have many opportunities of mitzvahs. If it doesn't come as natural, just read a little bit. That's cumulative of what we mitzvah of mitzvahs the simcha. The Siddur Agro, the Pirush Siach Yitzchak, and the Mizmah Seidu, we say every day, the Pasuk says, Ibdu is Hashem B'Simcha. So I'm reading from the Siach Yitzchak. He doesn't quote it, but I think he's come out word for word from the Sefer Charedim, what he's saying over here. Ibdu is Hashem B'Simcha, Mitnai Asiyas Kol Mitzvah, Yasimcha Agadol Basiyoso, the Kol Mitzvah U Mitzvah HaMizdamenes Loi, Dorno Hu. The Shadu Lai Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dorno in Aramaic is a present, a der. A der. Durinu the Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create that attitude should be to a mitzvah as if it's a matona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us. It's a matona. We have mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs. Mitzvah Daraisis, Mitzvah Davon. Every mitzvah is a matona atzuma. I know we magdish the whole time. It's not optional. It's a tzivui gomer, but it's a matona. That itself is a matona. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tzivui, and his mitzvah is a, that's a matona tzuma. Ramu Rabbeinu Chazal, Rabbeinu Chazal, Shema Toimer Kol Abol Likboi Tzkoifetz. Chazal said about tzedakah, maybe you think anyone who wants to do a mitzvah can just do a mitzvah. No. Mayokar Tamalimer, Mayokar Chazdech Halekim. Many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that a mitzvah eludes you. You want to do a mitzvah, and you want to give stock of them, what it says, and because the world gives you, you have fakers, people who don't really need the money. You're not zech to do the mitzvah. And he goes on, and he says, we brought this from the Chassadikim, this is, he brings the Arizal, we mentioned this for the Arizal also, that the schar of the mitzvah is bigger, dependent on how much simcha you get in the mitzvah. V'arizal gilal ishtoidin, that's a kind of detail, shekol ma shehisig, shenifdichu lo yishari chokma v'ruach ha-kodesh, everything, the reason was eichet to, v'yib schar sheshameach basiyas kol mitzvah simcha gdeh lein tato. It's an astounding thing every time I see it again and again. It's the reason I'll attribute everything eichet to one thing, the schar mitzvah, it's a simcha mitzvah. V'amr da'ayinu d'chsiv, Takas Hashem Levanus Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leiva Merei Kol. What does Merei Kol mean? Yoisim Mikol Min Eitanim Shabaoil Mikol Zov Mipoz Rov Avonim Tevez Magalist. The Taina was that didn't have Simcha Merei Kol. That for them mitzvahs wasn't a greater opportunity, a greater privilege, a greater thing than all Avonim Tevez, all diamonds, jewels, everything in the world. So this is something that Be'ez Hashem we have to work on. We have to work on, it's called to engender by ourselves simchas and mitzvahs. Simcha and mitzvahs. We keep on saying simcha and mitzvah is, doesn't have home court advantage. Mitzvahs don't have home court advantage. Well. Stakes, other types, I don't have to talk about now, have majorly home court advantage. You don't have to work on it, you don't have to explain it to anybody. But mitzvahs, simcha and mitzvahs has to be developed. The holidays that he spoke about is to work on the mizbeinim before the mitzvah, stopping before the mitzvah, mazin yourself. Think about the means. We spoke about last week. And tonight I want to imam shech a little bit to him. Simchas ha-mitzvahs. There's another prat in the oifun of simchas ha-mitzvahs is chivuv ha-mitzvahs. Chivuv ha-mitzvah, we have a klal that chitzoinis ma'oris is ha-pnimis. We have a klal that our actions affect us. And we're knowing with the anhoga maises of that we're mechaviv mitzvahs, we cherish mitzvahs. So we act in outward ways as something that's a present. As I said, it's a present, that's a matona. So slowly it comes more and more mataros. Obviously, it's a start from something. You have to have a rotz, and you have to have a little bit of feel in mitzvahs in order to honor. You mechav in the mitzvahs, but as you feel a little bit for the mitzvah, then you mechav in the mitzvah, and it's hoylich. And it builds on itself, and it builds on itself. The musik of chiva mitzvahs is rochem oyd mechazal. Many places mentioned. The musik of chiva mitzvahs, chavivus ha-mitzvahs. First, so a few places, the etzim musik chiva mitzvahs, which is main yonah that we spoke about. Chazal saw in this as it shows, it touches up, we spoke about simchas mitzvahs, touches up what is your avodas Hashem. Is your avodas Hashem, is oil, is it secondary? Or is it something that's ikar by you? That's ikar by you. All right, everything in life that a person is special by him, is his zach, of course, his baby, he gets happy about it. You see his eyes gleam, his eyes glitter when he's Isaac and he's engaged in it. And there are other things we are Isaac and we do them, yitzazak. And the question is, what is Avodah Hashem to you? Your simcha touches us up. Your chiva of mitzvahs touches us up. A few places, it's mentioned a few places in Chazal, one of the famous. There's kama yifanim agav of chiva mitzvahs. See, pay attention as you go on. There's kama yichatimsis. But upon one place, we see in Chazal, the famous ma'isa of Rashbi, in the Mara, the blows of a night. When he comes out, I'm not going to be the prothi ma'isa, from Shabbat, the Avlam Gimel Beis, when he comes out, and the first time he comes out, he's sorry, he's ready, he's burning everything. What does he see? He sees a person, Pashat. He's plowing the field. Today he's going to be trading stocks, whatever, you know, handling business deals. You know, over in the coffee shop, handling business deals. And this is what the world's here for. We're doing anything terrible. And the kud is, what's it all about? And all of a sudden he comes, goes back in, and comes out later. And why is it Nocha Daita? What is so now? Why is he all of a sudden? Sasha Daita? Because he sees a Yid running with two Hadassim, one Keneged Zohar, one Keneged Shomer, covered Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos. But the Rebbe says, oh, see, Kama Chavivim, Mitzvah Seitz Yisrael, Nocha Daita. What's the Nakuda? Isn't the Nakuda we're bringing out? Isn't the Nakuda? Chiva of mitzvah shows, more than anything, that Ruchnius is also an ikur by me. Ikur. That's an ikur. It's exactly the opposite of an ikur of the first time he saw. Minichin chai isha. Minichin chai isha. He saw the people like, when do they get excited when handling stocks? This is when the mitzvah's all like, When he saw that a yid had a muridike chiva over there, he was mechadish in mitzvahs. He was mechadish away. He created extra oynig Shabbos. He saw chiva mitzvahs. The nekuda is a geshmak, mein the geshmak, or maybe more than the geshmak. You see, I have on the basketball court. I have a mitzvahs. The creativity, the input, the passion, the excitement, the chiva, cherishing. It's another place. More Rosh Hashanah. Beginning Gemara before a bunch of times already this month. When Rosh Hashanah starts with Kazan, an Aleph on the bottom, Loma Toikin. Gemara says, Loma Toikin, or Loma Ochona Matiku. Gemara says, no, clarifies this question. Loma Toikin, Marian Kashem Yoshim Vitoikin. Marian Kashem Moimde. Without getting into the Protum of Hilchis, Tkiya Shoifer, Chazal were Moisif a lot onto the chiyuv of Kiyah Shoifer. Kiyah Shoifer, Midaraisa, 10, 30. Chazal were Moisif a whole different set of Kiyahs. It's Kiyahs Tim Yoshif, Chazal were Moisif, Kiyahs Tim Umid. So why? Chazal asked me, why are we doing this again? Ikar didn't have to do, why are we doing it? Kedei la'arvei v'sasot. It means really. Confuse the Satan. Now, this is so important for us. The Satan, some we're all afraid of. Satan has our cards. The Satan is able to prosecute us, and he knows our weak spots, and he comes against us. But we also have a joker or a wild card against the Satan. It's called Ma'arav HaSatan. We have a way to stop him. Now she says, Mistach in Tanoi Sakhli Pasha, get him nervous, he starts stuttering, he closes his mouth. So what is that? Now she says, Chiva Mitzvah. She says, Rashi, Chiyuv HaMitzvahs is a koyach. We stop doing something. So what gets him so nervous? Doesn't say a regular mitzvah. Doesn't even do a mitzvah. Doesn't say. Why is Chiyuv HaMitzvah? Can you just apply? Can you give a word like this? The Yitzhar has a big panic. We have a big. He's a big. Big case against all of us. Nice and touching. We have mitzvahs. If you start counting the mitzvahs, we have a lot of mitzvahs. We have a lot of mitzvahs. Oh, but the problem with mitzvahs, those mitzvahs are carried and count the mitzvahs. The Yitzhar turns and says, he used Tunis Chais, but he says, look how they do the Averis with the Geshmak. Look how they do the rest of the things, the Geshmak. The mitzvahs count them up. It's like he takes out the garbage, he does mitzvahs. It's a chore. Our Iker defense, which again, we don't know mitzvah's worth. It's endless. But all those things, by us, we touch them up. It's like, yeah, whatever we do. Brocha goes up, gedavim. Brocha is gedavim. Giving stock is gedavim. Kibbutz Avim is gedavim. Kibbutz Avim is mitzvah. Mitzvah. Everything by us is just cold. The second we start being mechaved mitzvahs, we just turn our mitzvahs, we say no mitzvahs by us. Something that we get a geschmack in. I, Meir Wurzeg, it's about me. It's not only I'm doing it for someone else. I show that it's my thing. I put myself in the mitzvah. I infuse myself in ruchnias. I'm giving my tshuma like it was. I'm giving my tshuma. I'm contributing to the mitzvahs. That means I want it. It's fine. It's something to me. I go out of my way. I'm a chav mitzvah, cherish mitzvahs. It closes us up. All of a sudden, our mitzvahs start to take a little bit home court advantage. They start to come a little bit home to its home. It's us. So we have to, like I said, we have to search the ways to mechav mitzvahs. Mechav mitzvahs. I want to open up tonight on liquor waves. And something I'm always trying to grow in, I need to grow much more. And it's immediate ways. It's a way we can. Big ways of happiness. It's called spending money on it. And before I start, sorry for the Bochum over here, but the Bochum over here don't know what money is about. So it's not so clear. Bochum don't have any idea about money. They never work for money. They don't have any responsibility for money. Many in the light over here also never works for money. But hopefully they have a little bit of responsibility for money. Responsibility for money, la la. The Bochum will start to hear maybe a little bit of Shemek. Maybe a little bit of Shemek, at least here from when you, as you grow older. It's after the Shemek. Spending money for mitzvahs is my own hamsa. No, it's not my own hamsa. It's both time we mentioned the Chayodim is a halacha sefer. And Chayodim from the Charedim. All these are not calling Charedim, we're calling before the Chayodim, but Charedim is not. All Chayodim are those. Chayodim, I'm sure, of course, Chayodim, I'm calling it as a Mkuba Halacha Sefer, but it's Shiloshim in the Charedim. And again, we spoke about Klaus HaMechasi, who is Tanoim Mitzvahs. And one of the Tanoim of Mitzvahs is to spend money on Mitzvahs. Klaus Tazayim. Shalo Yaseh Mitzvah Bechinom. There's an idea, there's an Indian not to do a mitzvah for free. Someone sends you an Esther, Gula and Esther, someone buys you the whole set of Kanaka Neris, everything's all set, send it to you, don't have to spend a cent. It's all ready also, it's the oil with the wicks, everything in the right place, set up for you, everything is there. Lo yaseh b'chinam. It's a din, it's not a musa, it's a din, it's aloha. Ela yikno yisob ischar sholem, you should pay full schar, k'moy shekosev, ha'yoyim med David la'avana, v'le'al ha'il l'shashem b'chinam ba'al, I'm going to say what it is. The Makor Zvam is a Zer, the Kharedim brings a Zer a little more. The Zer is in Parshas Truma. Going on, well, last week, the din of a Yichli Truma. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he built the Mishnah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has all the Kesef and the Zer in the world. Hashem said, I want to take money from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to pay for the Mishnah and the Mishnah. Klal Yisrael is going to, be'etzen, pay for the Mishnah and the Mishnah. The Zohar, maybe the Zohar to us, and not every Zohar is taking halacha, but Charedim and the Chayot take this Zohar to halacha. The Zohar says, all mitzvahs And so it says, in this we learn out that a Yid should be lokach mitzvahs, and he shouldn't take mitzvahs b'chinom. He should dafka pay for mitzvahs. He should go out of his way to pay for mitzvahs. When you get something for free, free is free. You pay for something, it's worth something. In a second, but first let me just finish the Makaris. I'm going to catch up, but one of the other Makaris brings, in Shmuel Beis, at the end, Man Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, there's a tremendous Magif in Kal Yisrael. And then God, the Novi God, told David that the way you can stop the Magif is by bringing Korbanos, they have to build this Be'ach. And he told him the place was by Havana, Yerusia, so he had that place over there. He had to buy a lot from him, and he had to bring Kabbalahs. And it says, he knew what the Melech was. He said he offered him everything for free. He said, I'll give you everything for free, I'll give you the clothes for free. And David says, 2.5. That's strong. It's probably Lashon the Pasuk, Le'ala Olilis L'Hashem Chinam. I'm not taking freebies. This is something I want to do. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is what we're saying. Is it a present? Is it something, an opportunity for you? Or is it a chore and a task? A task and a chore, we want to get done. If someone pays for it, great. Someone else pays us for it, great. What do we have to pay for? But something that you want to do, you want to spend money on it. I hope, if you'll be a good father, you want to spend money on your children. Will come time, if you want to buy him tefillin, your parents might want to buy him tefillin, but you're going to want to buy him tefillin. And you don't want to pay for his bar mitzvah, and you want to pay for different things for him because you want to invest in your child. It's an investment. It's your investment. When a person wants to get something for free, it shows that it's not something that belongs to him. It's not something that he puts his heart. He sees his thing. Is it an expense? I'll say in short, is a mitzvah an expense? A money and mitzvah is an expense. Was an investment. This is something over the years I've tried to change, and I realize very clearly that I look at it as an expense. It's like my other expenses. The mail, I want to ponder it. And expenses, this amount is expensive. It's not an expense. Maybe Gashmius think of things are expensive. Probably also depends what you're doing. I got it. See, very often wealthy people, as they have their own, they like spending money on their simchas. They enjoy it. And the simchas, that's like that's that they feel. It's like, yeah, I want to spend money on my simcha. Something that person likes and person is, he wants to spend money on it. Yeah. We're supposed to have a yachas to all yonim ruchnim, all mitzvahs, that it's something that's supposed to be something I want to spend money on. Let's build this in a little bit. It has to change, and that goes by being mechavedit by paying for it. There's no better way to say it than the Lashon HaPasuk. V'yichli tshuma. The Mepharshim say, why is it v'yichli tshuma? V'yichli tshuma. It should be v'yichli tshuma. Why is it v'yichli tshuma? It's a lot of Mepharshim. Because when you give to the Mishkan, you're not giving, you're getting. You're receiving. Just tell me how much. I want to give more. I want to give more. I want to give more. I want to have a larger chelik. That's the way we're supposed to look at our Eswik at Staka. At a day of learning, at an hour of learning. Making a minion. A davening. Something that we're supposed to realize that it's an opportunity, it's a gift to us. I want to start. Let's say there's a little coming here. Marble the comment says The mitzvah is atzlish. That's some enough. More in the Havmina, more eventually says, hidden mitzvah atzlish. Thank you. More eventually the mitzvah. More in the Havmina thought, what does it mean, the mitzvah atzlish? Maybe because Rami, sholosh mitzvahs. When he has three mitzvahs, he has to sell his house. From a comment of test. Mitzvah shish maishish ilema shlish beisoy. Maybe it means he has to give a third of his assets. It means a third of it if he has a house. He has to give. Eliate surami litlos mitzvos alesiv akule beisoy. The Gemara says it can't be. It would have to be if he has three mitzvahs in front of him. He has to give his whole house. He won't have anything left over a house. Elam rabzeir be the mitzvah shlish. It would seem to be that the Gemara is saying misvar. It can't be that person has to give his whole house the three mitzvahs. Let's read the Rajva, Shema Raiva, Rishayim, Kiburi, Meim, Lein, Einu. So this is the first time I saw this Rajva. It's like, she was my whole life, I could touch this Raiva. The Raiva says like this. Mashma. Sounds like the more the Gemara holds misfara. You don't have to give a third of your house for mitzvah. Is that tema? Heich nosnu domin mitzvah iveres. The tema. Could it be the Chazal give a price to a mitzvah, one mitzvah there? Could it be the Chazal give a price that's worth a third of your estate? I have a house, that's all I have. So it's worth $500,000. So I said, you don't have to pay more than $175,000. Yeah. So the writer could be at the Torah saying in Esrik, keep it away, I'm giving your father a glass of water. You don't have to pay more than $175,000 for that? Could it be? Chazal gave, listen to the Lashon of the writer. Chazal gave a price to mitzvahs, not the dom, and this is a price. Is a mitzvah price? Good price. Is it priceable? Cost of a rabbi, kedeshu loyovili, the only the yapel atzma, let's see, that's not the pshan chazal. There's no price to mitzvahs. There's no price to mitzvahs. It's a different thing. The nekuda is that mitzvahs are given to live, and if a person is going to become destitute, he's choshev kmeis. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be choyes no kind of mitzvahs if you're going to be mason. So kadesh liyapla, it's only tzibur. It says chashav only kamis. That's why the pshat of Chazal. But he's moichit the pshat to say the Chazal said because it won the price. Eventually, there's no price to mitzvahs. I love this writer. Sometimes I talk to a person. I say, okay, you know, shalom bayis. You have to go to therapy. He's like, what? How much does it cost? In pain for shalom bayis? Are you normal? If I would ask you before, your wife, I'm sure for you, it cost you $50, it was already too much. You're not going to get married. You think someone tells me, my child, Chas Hashem, they have a deadly disease, it's $5 million. I'm not sure. You're sugar there? You may have a shayla, how are you going to come up with $5 million? But anyone who comes out of his mouth, I'm not sure, $5 million, my child's life, what are you, crazy? The Ravid saying that's supposed to be our action to a mitzvah. Just like what I said to Shambayis. That's what Shambayis has spoke about. A child, his welfare, who he is, his health. Just like, hopefully, if we're going to work that a little bit, your reaction might be right away. You're giving a price to it? Again, coming up with the money is nachin akuda. That's a hard zak. You have to work out that. That a person should price these things. You're pricing a mitzvah. You're pricing a seder and yeshiva, another $5,000 for a ticket, another $2,000 ticket. You're pricing it. Well, nice again, nice in the chashan. I'm talking about in your concept. Well, you're pricing it. Ashrina that we have Rishon like a writer. This is what we should be striving for. This is what we're trying to develop. I'm gonna give a few mishalim. Right, things. How many times has it come to take a taxi? come a little bit more in time to Seder. Sometimes a taxi to get a minyan, to daven in a minyan. Davening a minyan is a diktuk, but it's a diktuk. For the Mishabur, there's a bit sad. It's a mitzvah, it's a chiv, and it's a ratzvah. But it's for sure not, it's for sure something, a diktuk, and it's a prime of mitzvah. Well, it's not worth 100 shekel. Davening a minyan. What happened to us? The answer is expense. It's an expense to us. It's not like money. The money starts to go. It has to change. This is beginning. This is supposed to be. Money is like, it's a doddering. Money is bad. It's after that. I can spend that much. Great. I'm happy. I'm happy. That's an opportunity for me to spend money. I'm not going to throw out the money. Stop. But it's an opportunity. Sometimes in shul they sell aliyahs. I don't go there so much when my neighbor's a party twice. They sell aliyahs. Every aliyah is two brachas, a brachas and mitzvah. Brachas and mitzvah. Life, 5 shekel, 10 shekel, 12 shekel. This is where we have to start thinking the way we change the way we think. You have a duty first of all to get an aliyah, and also to show that it's worth it. 12 shekel for a mitzvah, 15 shekel for a mitzvah, great. Bechalal, we don't make a bracha mitzvah. It's more the gezach. It's a big Talmud Chacham. Just mifta recently with my neighbor. Ram Gurvitz, Chana Bracha. It's a shiva, Ne'er Ram. Lately it was called Abshalom Shecht, it's a shiva. He was a shiva. Tremendous yid. One time he was talking about, no one knows him, this is not Mishim, but he was also talking about, Ken Kibud Imer Chasana. So what's a mochash of a kibud? Kriyas Aksuba, a bracha, a bilchub. That's what he was talking about. But the belt, Kriya Sukhsuba. In America, Kriya Sukhsuba is the greatest Zach. Kriya Sukhsuba is the greatest Zach. Simple Cheshma. I said, Bracha is a mitzvah. Bracha is a mitzvah. Kriya Sukhsuba is no mitzvah. The Moshe Makari, you're under there, you're up front, like 10 minutes. Bracha takes about 20 seconds. A Bracha is a mitzvah! I realized, this is a yid, how it looks. A yid's supposed to look big. The whole sprach wasn't right by me. And this is what we're trying to change. We don't think about mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Like the fellow, we lost the mitzvah to mitzvah. It's supposed to be what he said. That's the way you're supposed to look at it. It's supposed to be looking at mitzvahs and mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Kriyas Ksuba is beautiful zach, but something that he's supposed to. Now, if the Baal Simcha wants to give you dach Kriyas Ksuba, it's dach Hashayah. I'm not talking about that. That's dach Hashayah. But what do I want? A bracha is a mitzvah. Opportunity comes up so much to show, to invest chivur of our mitzvahs and how we spend money on mitzvahs. We should look at it as an opportunity to spend money on mitzvahs. I'm not, okay, everyone has to be honest with themselves here. You have to be honest with yourselves. How much is spending on esrog? How much is spending on different types of oil? It has to be also with the mahalach. We'll talk b'hemshech a little bit. These things have to be mapped. It has to make some sort of sense to you at least. But this is an opportunity. I just heard recently a Maisa. Mr. Khaledetsky Shlita was the neighbor to the Gash and the Maisha and Shalester. He said over a Maisa. I don't remember all exactly the protocol of the Maisa, but Maisa was with, it was a big tzaddik and the neighbor, Dr. Rothschild, a few years ago, in the Yassel, the famous hospital in. But Mayane Yeshua. The Maisim with him. Anyways, the Maisim was, goes that he was once, I think the Maisim was with him, but he was once in Tel Aviv, I guess for some purpose. And he was looking for a mini for Mincha. He was a guy who lots of people come to talk to Mincha and look for Mincha and Mincha. He didn't have 10 people. I think there was 9 people and he was searching and he couldn't find them. He went into a store over there. And the Moicha was a inspired Shiv, but it was, you know, somebody who was either Dati or Masodi, but he was, you know, middle. And he said, I need a 10th person. He said, Stichara, whatever. He said, you know, this is my busiest time, and I'm going to have a huge upset. I can't go out to Moicha. So right away, on the start, I was going to tell me how much money you make usually every day. Tell me how much money you make. every day of his time. I don't remember the price, maybe he said $200, $500, I don't remember, it's years ago. I was off on the spot. He pulled out and said, okay, no problem. Come for me. Sent it, bring it from Minchah. This is basically this is what a Yid is supposed to be. He looked at his opportunity. The Oisra of the Maisa. The Oisra of the Maisa is after that. And then Minchah, he came to pay it. And it was a Pasha Gamma, was wearing him, wasn't wearing him. He says, it's class for sure. I'll take it away from him. He said, what do you mean? You told me that the Lord should put a wife in, but I offered you money. He says, that was before the Mincha. And after the Mincha. He said, before the Mincha, I had Tavis Kesser, Tavis Betza. He says, Licha, I didn't act like a Yid. A Yid is no prize for mitzvahs. There's no prize for him. He says, after I got Mincha, now, say my word, the MSME came out. He says, I realized, I'm not taking $200 or $20 million. That's true. Ain't done with the mitzvahs. Ain't done with mitzvahs. Even the Poshid Yid, Chafet, ain't done with mitzvahs. This is something, pick one area, we could start engendering Simchas HaMitzvahs. Start focusing on the mitzvahs. And again, when we're saying no mitzvahs, we mean the simple key of Sivu Yotzen Hashem. There is nothing that can appear in the world. No Mets game, no Knicks games. I'm going back to games. I spoke to a few teenagers. I'm talking about basketball today. No Mets games, no Knicks games, no Giants games, no concerts. Even if you're singing in front of everybody. Nothing in the world can compare to the opportunity of a mitzvah. That's emes v'yatzir. We have to engender it. We have to develop it. Like that Yid in the last mice, we said, it was hiding. It's coming out. It's access. We have it. The more we mechavim mitzvahs, the chivus mitzvahs, the more by us mitzvahs will come choshev. The start of tanoisa shalasota. This is what la'aruf shem lo'yichai come back into the world. Yichuli tshuva. This is our tshuva to Hashem. This is our tshuva to the mitzvah we spoke at last week. We contribute to the mitzvah. We show that it's a schus, that it's l'kicha for us to tshuva the mitzvah. The mitzvah starts becoming much bigger in our eyes. The mitzvah is so much bigger. But the bigger the mitzvah is, the bigger the schar of the mitzvah. And most importantly, the bigger connection we have to the mitzvah.